given that we're behind the ledger in terms of being 5 and 6, it just if we lose this week, the same with Essendon, you know, it's a pretty cutthroat sort of game. You just start to feel like you lose contact with the group of 8 or 10 sides that are sitting above you on the ladder. So it's an important game in that respect.
Alistair Clarkson there. It's an important game. Don't you worry about that. The Friday footy preview continues on The Breakfast Club with Brent Harvey, the AFL Games record holder. And let's have a look, team, at Friday Night Footy. I want to get a golf update shortly from Whitey, but let's have a look at Friday Night Footy first because it is a big game. Last night was an interesting affair with the Crows and the Tigers, but Essendon and Hawthorn always worth watching. We're at Marvel Stadium tonight. For the team perspective, Sheil, our man Dylan is going to play, which is great news. Fantasia and Stringer come back in, so three big ins for the Bombers. Francis omitted, McNeice and Bagley also given the chop this week. And for the Hawks, Dylan Moore, big boy McAvoy comes back in, and Caden Brand as well. Mitchell Lewis, Chad Wingard and Mark Pitnett all out. The Chad, the only one injured there. Rammer, you Essendon scum, what are you seeing about this contest tonight between these two teams?
Really, again, it's Hawthorn and can they get their contested game going? If Hawthorn can get their contested game going, they're a big chance. But they simply haven't been able to win the football really in those situations. Now that's where the importance for mine, and we spoke about it yesterday half with Dylan Clark and potentially that matchup with O'Meara and probably Warple are their two biggest drivers of that contested football. So if Essendon can get on top in that area straight away, that then gets the ball on the outside for the Bombers. Hawthorn will want the ball. They want to play an uncontested brand of football. They want to play. They want to own the football. They want to move it at their own speed. So if Essendon can really win that ball on the inside, that limits Hawthorn's opportunities. I think Gunston and Bruce, and I say this again this week, Essendon need to stop those two guys. Now, the matchup's tough for those. I think Ambrose will go to Gunston, and I probably think Adam Saad may go to Luke Bruce to try to use a bit of offense against Bruce. Bruce likes to get himself up the ground quite often. So with Saad then having to attack, that will force Bruce to defend quite often. Then Essendon's forward line, Fantasia comes back into the side, Stringer comes back into the side. So it becomes more dangerous, obviously, again. McKernan's a really important player in that forward line because he's the kick down the line that probably Essendon lack without Joe Danaher in the side. So he plays a really important role. He's been able to hit the scoreboard since coming back from injury. So he plays an important role for mine tonight to be able to, at a minimum, get the ball to ground to allow Fantasia, to allow Tippin Woody to get to the fall of the ball. So, look, I think it's a really close one, half. Essendon and Hawthorn, obviously fierce rivals. We want to see a close game tonight. I'm tipping Essendon just, but not with great confidence. Their form really through the first half of the year has given me no confidence that they're going to be a finals contender. Hawthorn, on the other hand, when they get their game going, if you allow Hawthorn to play on their terms, they're very, very hard to beat. If Essendon don't make it difficult for Hawthorn when they've got the ball, when they're moving the ball tonight, they'll have a tough time tonight, the Bombers.
This is there's three teams in the competition that I still haven't worked out after round 13. Essendon are one, and Hawthorn are the other. Mm. Port Adelaide is on my list as well that I still haven't worked out after round 13. So for me, this is a system and structure, Hawthorn, versus a chaos run and gun style of an Essendon team. Big ins for their style of play in Sheil and Fantasia, who both get the ball on the move, go forward. I know we've been speaking about Sheil's kicking, but Fantasia is super important to him, and we see the percentage of losses when Fantasia's out of the team is really, really high, and obviously Stringer straightens him up as well. I'm glad you mentioned Sean McKernan, Rammer, because without Danaher, he's the key. He can actually take a really good mark. He played some really good football last year. Hasn't hit his straps this year, but he's a real pivotal part of bringing the ball to ground if he doesn't mark it. So, again, system over structure. I think Marvel Stadium comes into it a little bit, where Essendon play really well. Seen him play some really good football there this year. So the fact that it's going to be indoors on a faster ground, I'm probably leaning a little bit towards Essendon as well.
Boomer, you make a good point about the venue. Hawthorn don't play it well. Since the start of last year, they're 1 win, 5 losses. Mm. Essendon, since the start of last year, 8 wins, 3 losses. So it has to be...
And it's the way they win those games too. Earlier this year against North Melbourne, they played so well. It's not just winning at the venue and the stats look good. It's the way they play the ground and win by a fair margin.
Hawthorn like the width of the MCG to be able to move the ball, change lanes as they do. So that's what I'm talking about tonight with Essendon, Whitey. They can't allow Hawthorn uncontested possession. Mm. If Hawthorn dominate uncontested possession, I think they can comfortably win the game because that will mean Gunston and Brewster getting plenty of looks at the ball.
Well, it's one of those games, Huff, that it is hard to determine the winner because it depends on which team gets it on its terms.
Yep.
Because they're so contrasting in the way they play. And it's very difficult to know who will win out that
game. Are you a bit the same with these two teams? Have you worked them out properly? Like you know what you're going to get.
Well, the
thing
is, I've said this all year. I can't trust Essendon. I don't know what Essendon's going to
do. Can you trust Hawthorn?
And I was going to say, I've always been able to trust Hawthorn, but I can't this year because they haven't won 2 games in a row for the entire year. Mm. Isaac Smith was in here on Wednesday, and he half spoke about they think they've worked it out during the bye as to what's been going wrong. But until we see whether they've learned, it's very difficult to know whether we can trust them.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to find out what they think's wrong, because I've seen them play two completely different styles of football, but that's what Alistair Clarkson does. Mm. He's the coach in the competition that can change games within games. He's one of the very few, I think, can do it really well. So it's going to be interesting if they've gone back and dissected it through the break, what they come up with. Do they play uncontested, chip around, hold the ball up, or do they play a quicker style of football?
Hey, Half, the other one for Hawthorn too that Essendon need to be well aware of is Ricky Henderson.
He's
a player. Here. He's a sneaky All-Australian chance this year as a pure wingman.
Well, where is
he? Would he be the first grey-haired All-Australian?
For a long time, yeah.
But he's having a really, really good year. Plenty of football, plenty of drive for Essendon. So that matchup there is probably another important one. Probably Andrew McGrath might be the one that's most disciplined to go with Henderson.
Yeah, it's going to be a matchup they have to be wary of, no doubt about that. He's in hot form, Ricky Henderson, for the Hawks, which is great news for him after a couple of years in the colours. I'm going to get some tips from you boys, Whitey.
I'm going with Hawthorn. I'm going to go with the coaching battle to be the one that determines this, and I'm with Clarkson over Worsfold.
If I don't tip and I
with
tip
no it, confidence.
If I tip a draw, can I get 5 points? But if no one...
Hey, you get 2. If you want to go draw, you get 2. I'll give you three.
3 points?
Draw. Yep, I'll give you 3.
All right, I'm going to go with Essendon then.
Well, that's...
He was never going to do it.
Well, I thought he was.
He was never going to do it. Rammer?
I'm going to go the Bombers under 15 points.
Righto. I'm going for the Hawks, similar to you. Why do you reckon this might be a Alistair Clarkson masterclass tonight in dismantling an opposition and getting the game on your terms, and that will be enough with Big Boy back in the team that the Hawks might get the job done. Again, not with a hell of a lot of confidence, but I think the masterclass might come to the fore.